O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 85. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Speak Peace by Daniel Snoke. Each phrase slips by slowly, with time for the listener to sink into the text and embrace every word. Soft, atmospheric instruments surround the vocals as they sing of God's restoration for his people.
Speak peace to your people. Speak peace to your saints. Speak peace to your people. Speak peace to all the love and truth have met. Righteousness will cover all the earth, and his glory now fills the land. Speak peace to your people. Speak your people. Speak peace to all the earth. Lord, revive your joy in us again, and let us hear what you your people. Speak peace to all the earth. Oh, speak peace to your people. Speak peace to all the earth. Speak peace to your people. Speak peace to all the earth. To all. You have covered all our sin. We have been restored again. Show us your unfailing love. Grant us salvation. You have covered all our sin. We have been restored again. Show us your unfailing love. Grant us salvation. You have covered all our sin. We have been restored again. Show us your unfailing love. Grant us salvation. You have speak peace to your Savior. Speak peace to your people. Speak peace to all the earth. To all.
Psalm 85. Lord, you are favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps away.
How do we respond to spiritual dryness? Perhaps we look around at our families or our churches, our nation, and we long for God to move. We feel dry, we feel thirsty, or maybe even in our own personal lives, where there used to be sweet fellowship with God, now we feel like we are in a desert. We miss the joy we used to have. What happened? How did we get here? What do we do? Psalm 85 provides a blueprint for revival. The psalmist looks around to Israel and asks similar questions. Instead of the peaceful, still waters of fellowship with God, the people are lost, carried away by distraction and idolatry. So what does he do? How does he pray? What does a prayer for revival look like? Well, in the first three verses, the psalmist spends time remembering God's past favor toward Israel, remembering his forgiveness of their sin. Any revival in the future is first rooted in what God has already done in the past. And then in verses 4-5, he acknowledges their sin and their need for grace and mercy. This is much more than just an intellectual recognition. The image that comes to mind is when Jesus is eating with the Pharisees in Luke 7, and a sinful woman enters the home and begins crying at Jesus' feet, washing them with her tears. The Pharisees are offended, but Jesus says, no, she gets it. She understands her sin and her need, and because she has been forgiven much, she now loves much. Our capacity for fellowship and love with God is directly affected by how much we realize our need. And from this place in verse 7, the psalmist then cries out to God, asking him to show his special, committed, covenant love. And then he waits. He waits for God to speak, knowing that God will speak a word of peace over his people. Sometimes God will lead us into deserts. As is often said, you don't really know that Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have. And God will lead us into dryness and deserts to show us that. So today, may we follow the psalmist's lead and the sinful woman's lead and sit at the feet of Jesus, bringing him our needs, our longings, and our trust. Let's pray with the psalmist, O God, will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemies, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.